You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
October the 4th of 2024, 32 days away from Election Day. I am Chad Holmes. Currently, the temperature up 7 degrees in the past hour. We're now up to 47 degrees under fair skies here in downtown Wausau. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. Coming up, we will be joined by Paul Miklik in about 14 minutes or so to talk about Wisconsin sports, of course. Brewers heartbreak last night. One inning away, two outs away from advancing to the divisional series against Philadelphia, but the Mets rally for four runs in the top of the ninth inning and beat the Brewers 4-2. So we'll talk about the coming of an end of the season for the Milwaukee Brewers. We'll talk about the Wisconsin Badgers, who found out yesterday they will not have the services of their starting running back, Ches Malusi. He has left the team because of some injury issues. Badgers getting set to take on Purdue tomorrow, starting at 11 a.m. Then on Sunday, the Pack is back. You've heard that before, right? The Pack is back. Mm-hmm. The Packers take on the L.A. Rams. 3:25 kickoff at SoFi Stadium in Southern California. Packers 2-2 on the year. Last night, there was a Thursday night football game, and it was actually a very exciting game. Did not see it. I just know it was exciting because late in the game, Tampa Bay had a 30-27 lead over Atlanta. The Buccaneers picked off a Kirk Cousins pass with 2 minutes to go in the game. It looked like they were going to be able to at least get maybe another field goal, maybe put the game away, but they went backwards. They got a holding call. They went backwards, forced to punt it away because Atlanta still had all their timeouts, so the Falcons got the ball back. They were able to drive it downfield, got a 53-yard field goal on the last play of regulation to force overtime, and then won it in the extra session 36-30. So Tampa Bay got all conservative at the end, and it cost them big time as they lose that football game, starting off another football weekend. But lots to talk about Wisconsin sports-wise with Paul Miklik coming up at 9:21. Also, before we go any further, I wanted to let people know that hopefully you can check out our website, BowFallsRadio.com. Yesterday, I put up a new blog posting. Yesterday, during the course of the program, talked a little bit about the mystery that is Tommy Thompson. Why is Tommy Thompson all gung-ho, all in on getting Donald Trump back into the White House? Because it doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, he was known more for reaching across the aisle during his gubernatorial years, and he still says things that kind of make sense, but yet he's trying to bring back a guy that is a fascist and a racist and a guy that should not be anywhere close to the White House. He was actually ridiculed by Donald Trump earlier in the week, and he just smiles and still introduces him. And I wrote a fairly long blog posting on it based on some things that Tommy Thompson said at the Cap Times Idea Fest that was in Madison just a couple weeks ago. Much of it was broadcast here on Civic Media. But try to delve into what the deal is with Tommy Thompson. So I wrote a blog posting. You can see it if you go to BowFallsRadio.com. It's over on the right-hand side of the page. If you get below the program schedule. So if you have an opportunity, just go to BowFallsRadio.com and check out that blog post. I thought I put together some thoughts, and I'd be curious to know what you folks out there think about it as well. So again, BowFallsRadio.com to check out my latest blog posting on the front page. You can also get it on the Chad Holmes Show page where you see our podcast as well at either BowFallsRadio.com or CivicMedia.us. Before we go any further, need to bring in studio engineer and our producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Morning, Chad.
I said that Paul Micklick's coming on, but also at the end of the show, we have our daily history lesson as we always wrap up the show talking about some famous events that occurred on this date in history, some celebrity birthdays, some events that are being acknowledged today as well. And we always wrap it up the last couple of minutes, around 9:55, 9:56, somewhere in that general range, usually 9:56-ish, with our number for the day quiz.
And it's not been a very good week for me.
You started right well.
I started off good, but then I was overthinking the rest of the week, probably.
I don't know if you can think your way to correct answers here sometimes. I just think there's a lot of luck involved in it.
I'm not paying attention to the just a guessing. You should be able to get it right. I got to try just guessing instead of overthinking.
Well, I mean, there's some, I think, thinking aspect. But again, you can, it's just hard. It's the numbers, they all can make a little bit of sense, but we give Ian three different choices. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right just based on guessing. So we always hope to have at least 33% correct. Anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. For the most part, in the last 3 months or so, he's been passing. I think only 1 week that you failed in the last 3 months or so.
Yeah.
But today, you have to get it right. If you get it wrong, that means you would fail for this week.
I don't want that.
We'd have to keep you after class. We'd have to keep you, into detention because we cannot accept that. But but Ian is 1 for 4 so far this week, which is 25%, which is not 33%.
No, it is not.
But if he gets it right today, that would be 40%. That would be a C. And we have a grading system. Yeah, you pass with 2 out of 5, but you don't really have a winning week. But you still pass.
A winning week is a 3 out of 5. He's getting more right than wrong.
Exactly. And you have a record of 4 out of 5 you've done a couple of times.
That was a good week.
Or one time. I can't remember. It was 1 or 2 times you've done it. I think
just once, actually.
Oh, okay. One time. But that would be basically a B+.
Mm-hmm.
Or A-. I think 4 out of 5 is really good. So we'll give you an A- for that.
But I'm still hoping to get a 5 out of 5.
Which would be an A+.
Yes.
A+. That have not had the perfect week quite yet. But
not yet.
But we're not going to worry about perfect weeks. We got to worry about getting it right today.
Yes.
Because do you think you're going to get it right?
You know what? I believe I am. Yes.
Because the idea of seeing the future, that is the topic of today's number for the day. Clairvoyance. Oh. Clairvoyance is the ability to see the future.
Okay.
So that is the topic for the number of the day. Clairvoyance. You can try to figure that one out. That's not easy to figure out what that's going to be, right?
Yeah, because not. I don't think anybody can predict the future. At least not like accurately.
Well, the thing about it, whether you get it right or wrong today, you're still going to have a great weekend.
Yes,
because again, yesterday when you told me this on the air, it's like, wow. I mean, I wish I was going. Because it's going to be so cool. What are you doing on Sunday? Sunday night, right?
Yep. Sunday night. So my family and I are going to be spending a Sunday and part of Monday in Madison as we are going to see a show at the Overture Center. We're going to go see the comedy duo Steve Martin and Martin Short live. And it's going to be incredible. I've seen them in a lot of their movies. I've never actually seen them on stage before. I know they had a special that was on Netflix that I watched a little bit, but seeing them live will be a totally different experience. And it should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
I hope we have good seats, too. I have no idea where we're sitting.
Yep, it should be wonderful. What incredibly talented performers they are. It's going to be just amazing. Really, really good stuff. So,
And hopefully it's good weather also.
it's outdoors?
Well, no, it's indoors. It's just when... Usually when we go to Madison...
Oh, because you do other things.
My mom likes to do a little sightseeing around Madison, because she went to college there.
Yep.
Madison means a lot to her.
Oh, absolutely. No, judging from what Brittany told us, I think we're going to have some dry weather, other than Saturday night, maybe overnight, but that's perfect. You would love to get some rain overnight and then have sunny days both Saturday and Sunday, so... plenty of great opportunities still to get out there, enjoy the weather here, because you never know when it's going to turn. Again, it looks like we're going to stay sunny into next week. I mean, it's amazing. Oh, yeah. I mean, right now it's just amazing how the weather is staying so wonderfully nice, and it means another nice night for folks going out to see some high school football. I can't remember really any bad weather this year. I mean, every week on Friday night, I've been going out there, and and it's good because the first game today, the Newman Catholic game at Port Edwards, when me and Jeremy are out there, we have to sit in the bleachers, so we're out in the elements.
Oh.
So it's like, in fact, I've been in the elements two of the last 3 weeks, but they've been such perfect nights. I haven't minded. Aww. If it was raining outside, it'd be one thing, but it's so nice to be outside. It's actually nicer because when it's really warm, like it's been a couple of weeks ago, being in the booth actually gets really hot and humid, so it's actually better to be outside. But today, this afternoon, it should be a great day to be outside in Port Edwards. That'll be our first game of three today. Newman Catholic at Port Edwards, starting with pregame show at 3:35. Wausau West home against Marshfield, 6:35. Both those games live here on 98.9 WXCO. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And also tonight, Marathon hosting Stratford. That game, 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the kickoff, live on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app. And that game will also air on a delay basis following the Wausau West game. So again, West game and the Newman game, both live here on 98.9, Newman at 3:35, West at 6:35, and Marathon at 6:40, live on the Sports 2 stream of BowFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app, and on a tape delay basis after the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO.
Triple header.
Lots of football coming up today and tonight here on Wausau's only radio play-by-play home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. The time is 9:18. We're going to talk some Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklick coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:22 here on this Friday morning. Plenty of sunshine, very calm start. It looks like it's going to be a lot of sunshine for the rest of the weekend, as we heard from meteorologist Brittany Merlot earlier on. So if you are heading out to a enjoy outdoor activities or even heading out to enjoy some high school football, should not be any issues either tonight or even into tomorrow, as there will be a game at Tom Field tomorrow afternoon as well, with Wausau East involved in their homecoming game. But to talk about Wisconsin sports, we're happy to welcome back into studio guy that's getting ready, as we've talked about already during the show, is one of our three high school football broadcasts coming up today and tonight. Head football coach at Newman Catholic High School, Paul Mickley. Coach, good to see you again.
Good to be here, Chad. And I gotta bring up that time. It was right after COVID that you were. We were at Port Edwards.
And it's a much colder day than this,
and probably later in the year too. A couple weeks, not many, but a couple weeks. Because we didn't really start until the end of September. So unfortunately, I know it. All I remember is being at Port Edwards, and suddenly I hear a bang, and it's Chad's falling down over the bleachers. I thought we were gonna have to call an ambulance. But that's what I remember every time you bring up Port Edwards.
Port Edwards, and that's probably be in the same spot, but I'm glad the wind's supposed to be about 5 miles per hour today, which is much better.
It's not very nice.
Absolutely. But well, let's man. You know, and the thing was two nights ago, you're kind of expecting them to lose because they lost the first game. They were down late in the second game. They come back. They have the lead then late ninth inning yesterday. You actually have expectations. it's almost harder when you're thinking about, okay, Saturday they're going to Philadelphia. I mean, just what a heartbreaking end to the season. I mean, that's just, I don't know what's your take on it? I mean, so much good, but boy, it's like that old Lucy pulling the football away from Charlie Brown as he got to the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just you know, me personally, I'm up listening to the game. The hospital with my dad, and I was thinking this is going to be a moment. You know, I'm saying you had Euchre. You know, maybe the last time you'll ever be able to you know, that you wanted to hear the ninth inning. You just wanted to see hear a 1-2-3. You know, you couldn't have asked for a better situation. And again, there's a lot more important things in life than the Milwaukee Brewers. But with that being said, life's about moments, and you thought that was going to be a moment. They get two home runs back to back after two pitches. Everything's set up. You got Freddie comes in, does his job in the eighth, and Williams comes in the ninth, and you think that, you know, and then he walks the first guy. And then that's again, anybody. And I said, anybody that has a right mind, you cannot let that first guy go on. And unfortunately, we let that first guy get on in the ninth inning. And it's just devastating because he said it to Pat Murphy. He loves this team.
Yep.
And you can't duplicate that team ever again. You can't.
There's never any same team.
There's never the same team.
And they're also different people. I mean, even if you had the same, it's never the same people. But even if it were the same people, they're different. You know,
yep.
People change. You know, the chemistry is never the same. That's exactly right. And what a first year for Murphy. And again, and last night, you couldn't say he did anything wrong. He pressed the right buttons. He made a pinch hitter who gave him the lead. I mean, he did everything.
Yep.
I mean,
nobody really can complain about that.
There was nothing that was he pushed the buttons. Sometimes the buttons don't work.
Hoskins probably was thinking I would have hit a home run too against that guy.
But the thing was, I went to a game, similar situation. Hoskins was pinch hit for. I'm trying to remember if it's the same guy, but hit it to the wall.
Yes.
Oh yeah, you were there.
Yes.
Yeah, you were there too. Yes. So it's like because I thought, why are you pinch hitting for Hoskins at that point? Last night I didn't really feel the same way. I still thought you still put a 198 batter up as a pinch hitter. It's like, but
I had a gut feeling that they were going into it. But when they brought Mears in the top and then he comes in, and you know, I like to use the game is over when you brought him in. But I didn't say for who though. So then he struck out two guys, and I had a feeling that they would do something in that bottom. They'd get one. I didn't think Sal. I mean, Sal only has three home runs all year. I think
since May.
I mean, he crushed it. He was the guy that actually. I think his was 407.
Oh, it was.
Bowers was 406, and then the last one was 367. But that, you know, it's just one of those things where I think he did. The only thing I would actually question would be, they probably should have. I would have put Gary Mitchell in there instead of Ortiz. when Sal got on in the, and I understand it's the matchups, whatever, lefty, right, lefty, right, I understand.
Right.
But Ortiz, he hasn't hit. Plain and simple, he hasn't hit.
And you're exactly right when you talk about the lefty-lefty. I mean, again, Sal was a lefty-lefty, and he hit it 407 feet. Again, sometimes that is sort of the last thing they think about. Oh, lefty. No, sometimes the guys, like you say, not hitting.
Yep.
It doesn't matter who. It could be left-handed, right-handed, or somewhere throwing it all your chest.
Yep.
It wouldn't matter, and you're right there. But, again, that's a small aspect of, but
well, I think another thing is that you let the guy steal, Winkler steal, after you hit him, and you didn't challenge him, and you got him the second the guy hit. It's a big difference
that's
between
true.
3-2 and 4-2. That's poor. That's on them for making that mistake and letting him get the second.
No, that's, they may have been a little punchy after that too.
Yes,
I think it was like that was such a blow to the gut. And obviously, you need.
But
to
that's
say,
no excuse,
no,
though.
No, I know that. But I mean, but I just think that, yeah.
Because there's a big difference if a guy's on first base, we could just be bunting them over to get the second, and then you have two chances to get a hit.
They wouldn't have bunted. They don't bunt anymore.
Or steal, whatever the case might be. But they would have had a chance to get him to second base.
Right.
Yeah. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, it doesn't matter right now because they're done. That's the sad part, is they're done.
But you know what the thing is? Both of us picked that.
I know, but...
Yeah. You know what I say about but. I don't listen to anything about but.
But.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, along with Paul Miklik. To put a bow on the Brewers. Number one, I'm glad you were listening to Euchre as well. I had the TV was like two pitches off, so I still was listening to the radio, but had the TV on, so basically I knew the home run was coming because I heard it on the radio first. It was two pitches later, but at the end, in the, you know, they're wrapping it up, I just kept listening because you didn't want to hear him stop talking.
Yeah,
I get emotional thinking about it because I was telling Ian earlier, I still remember the first time I was 6 years old. For some reason, I remember 1977 in the summer at my grandparents' house listening to the radio where the Brewers were playing Boston in 1977.
Yep.
And it's always been Euchre. It's always been Euchre. And it was so good when I stopped by your field yesterday, and I got in my car and I turned on the radio, and I was surprised. I thought game three, he's got to be there. He's got to be there, and he was there. And apparently, he was just under the weather the previous 2 days. It was because I was just the first two games. I turned on the radio to see if he was on, and he wasn't on. I was like, what's going on here? But I think, you know, in listening to that final minutes, it's like you don't know. This could be the last time we hear you, because this year he has not. He's missed more games, even the home games this year, and yet he's still so good when he does it.
Yep.
It amazes me how good he still is.
Yeah, it was fun listening to him
and
moment, ninth inning. You
know
what I'm saying? You wanted
exactly
to get that
right.
moment.
You're
you
right.
Know?
I was listening for that too, and the only bad part was the seventh inning. He wasn't behind the mic for it.
Yes. Well, when the home runs.
Yes.
But he wasn't in for any of the good stuff at all yesterday. But that is life, and I was hoping to get it at the end there. And because you don't know.
The
Brewers are going to be there.
No, if I'm going to be here. You don't know.
Touche. Yes. Yes.
But
yes,
we don't.
Yes. You don't.
That's why we have to live every day.
Yes,
to our fullest.
Yes, I mean it was just a moment lost, and that team, they had a great season. Murphy did a great job. That's the bottom line to the whole bowl of it. The reality of it is, though, you know, you just don't know what next year brings. You just said it. Of human beings, you don't know, much less baseball, you don't know. Right. So you don't, when you have the opportunity and you want to make the most of it, and unfortunately they did not, they came up two outs short.
It's so frustrating.
It is, but yeah.
I mean, it would be easier if they lost 5-0.
Yes.
Yes. Because then, because so many times you have a final game of the season where you have to just kind of deal with it for an hour and a half.
Yes.
You know it's over.
And I'm going to be totally honest with you, Chad, and I you're different than I am when it comes to this, but I won't watch another baseball game the rest of the year, so it doesn't really matter to me at this point in time. Because I just won't.
No, I know that's the way you are. It's the way we are with football, too. It's like, I mean, you watch the football more, but you don't have the same emotional investment, because you always say you want your winter to be shorter because you want the Packers to play in the early February.
Yes, yes.
And the same thing when the Bucks are playing. You never watch another NBA game after the Bucks get eliminated, and they've been eliminated pretty early the last couple of years.
Yes,
and I know it's exactly the same way with the Brewers.
Because so. It just.
No, I mean,
we got our life. You got your life. Right. I got my life. Exactly. We our life goes on. Unfortunately,
I don't watch much of anything else. Frankly, I don't watch as much of the Brewers as I used to. Just, life changes. It always does. But
you had that moment last night.
Exactly. You spent the whole night with Bob Uecker. It was a nice night. I enjoyed last night. I really did. It was like the old days, actually, kind of, because I don't do that as much as I used to do.
Correct.
All right. Well, let's talk to this.
Should we go from one to two?
I know one tragedy to another tragedy here. Now, tragedy is a bit too big.
Yeah,
word.
That's a little big word.
But I mean, it's judging by comment sections. Maybe
you would think it is. Yes.
But the Badgers and Ches Malusi, just leaving. I mean,
can we go up for, if you're a Badger Packer fan? Can we just say this? This had to be the worst game, or half of and a half in a long time. Think about this.
Second half,
56 points to nothing until the end of that first half when they got that punt. 56 to nothing. I would like to know when's the last time that we sat there and watched a end of a Badger game and the beginning of a Packer game, and it was 56 to nothing in that time frame. That's misery.
That would be misery to research that.
Yes. Because I don't know if it's happened. Don Morton might be.
When they played Miami that one year and lost 51-3, maybe it was something like that.
Like that.
And back then the Packers weren't all that great either. Actually, 89, the Packers bounced back. That was their 10-6 year, the magic year.
Well, Lindy Infante wasn't the year after. Maybe they went back down because that's when they brought in Holmgren then.
Yeah, so who knows?
But I guarantee it's been a long time.
It's probably been like that. But you're saying, I mean, there's so much noise right now. I mean, when things go sideways nowadays in major college athletics, the noise starts coming up.
And goes sideways.
And there's a lot of noise right now around that Wisconsin program, isn't there?
Yeah, and you don't like to see it, and you don't like to. And these people on here, they really.
They're idiots. That's
say. Well, I didn't say that.
There's so many.
They have their opinions, and there's a lot of opinions out there, and they don't really know, and that's including you and me with that.
But we're not idiots, though.
We're also not saying that.
The other people are idiots.
Correct. But we go by facts. I think. You have a guy leave.
You've told me that for 20-plus years. So.
Facts. I live in the world of facts.
Yes, you do.
The facts are that they're 2-2. They play two really good teams.
Yeah.
They got handled by both of them.
And the problem, though, real fast, the two games that they did win against not really good teams, they didn't play very well either.
And they didn't handle them like they should have handled like Alabama and USC handled Wisconsin.
Right.
They should have handled them like that. And they didn't do it that way.
So 4 weeks and not really a game that you can say, wow, they played really well.
Correct. And I'm going to still go off of this, and I'm going to, last year when they started losing games and that schedule, and it started with out in Washington State, that game they should have won.
Yep.
When you have – the opportunity. This goes back to what we talk about anytime. Can I beat your players with, you know, I can beat you with your players and vice versa. That's your schedule. I believe they should have won. And I don't care if they have Paul Chris guys. I don't care if they have Don Morton guys. I don't care, whatever the case might be. That schedule was made to make a run. Mm-hmm. And when they didn't make a run, that should have been a huge, huge, huge red flag, because that schedule is not going to be like that ever again as long as we're alive.
You're right. And the and the problem is that was his first year. It's almost like you're not going to, oh, he blew it his one chance. They're kind of stuck right now. They got, you know, it's like.
But that's the whole reason they got rid of Paul Chris, right, though.
Because they were going to take advantage of that. Because
yes.
Everybody saw it. I remember you saying that. This is the year. You looked at that, especially when you looked at the schedule for this year.
Especially when you looked at the schedule this year.
We already knew what the schedule for this year was before last year. So I was like, yeah.
I mean, and I remember us talking about, like, oh, boy, after a loss, we would be saying,
right,
oh, boy, for next year already.
Right, because once they got the second, once they lost to Washington, then the second loss, it's all done.
It's all done.
It's all done, yeah.
And they had the opportunity to be able, and let's be honest, I think they did have to. You can't tell me that Braylon Allen, he looks pretty good in the pros right now. I mean.
Well, and again, that goes to the decision-making. It really does. It goes to the decision-making where you brought in a new head coach. And again, a very well-received hire. Obviously, there were some people that did want Jimmy Leonard to take over. But at the same time, Fickell had done incredible work at Cincinnati to get them into the Wisconsin's been saying, well, why haven't we been to the Final Four? Well, he got Cincinnati in there. But boy, it looks like the offensive coordinator hire has sunk this program.
I don't like sitting here unless your name's Joe Barry.
Now you're going to get all nice towards these guys. Oh,
no, I don't. I mean,
I'm thinking Phil Longo probably makes more money than Joe Barry did.
Okay, now I got my hair in the back stand up, because those are the things that, this is not high school, or this is not some assistant that's just sitting there. You know, Joe Barry was getting paid millions of dollars. Longo, you're probably right. He is probably getting paid $1 million, something, million plus. And
it doesn't matter. You know me. I don't talk about the money.
I know, but I
just did, so I'm being hypocritical.
Well, I kind of do, though, is because in this situation.
But it's not working, is the bottom
line. It's not
line.
Working because, and the thing is, he defended it this week, which I kind of was disappointed. I understand what he was saying. He was giving us talk speak, coach speak, and I think he was trying to make us look dumb because
we don't understand.
We don't understand. Well, you got to block. It doesn't matter if you're in the whatever formation, you got to block. Yeah, thank you.
Well, I think you understand.
We understand that.
But no, you more than anybody understands it.
Correct. But that's coaching speak. That's something that I would.
So you caught it right away.
Well, when you're defending yourself. You're trying to defend yourself instead of saying, you know what? Why, you know, I will defend myself why we are not in under center in week three when we don't have a quarterback that can take it under. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can defend myself. Right. That's not how he defended himself. He defended himself by saying that you have to block in any situation. Well, thank you. All plays work if nobody is out there, you know, if we're playing against air. Right. And when you have those fourth down plays, it's not just the fourth down plays. I thought they got stale again in the second half. There's not shifts. There's not motions. There's not trying to dissect a receiver and make sure he gets that one-on-one matchup that you want. If you're playing against a zone, which most of them are, you know, where are we finding the seams? Why are we not finding those seams? Why aren't we having guys run wide open? Why does every other team have guys run right open? So why is that not happening? Why are we not getting 5 yards a pop with that offensive line that they tell us that half of those guys can go to the pros? Why are we not being able to run the ball on a consistent basis? We should be able to run a consistent basis. And I know from him talking is they only have like two sets. They have the inside and the outside zone. Can we get some guys pulling? Can we get some man on man blocking? Can we do something different? I mean, because that's simplified. It is simplified. But if we're not getting the job done, then whose fault is that?
Exactly. We got about 2.5 minutes. So let's talk about the pack. as you said, terrible first half. They made it interesting, as you told me. You sent me, it was getting interesting, but they weren't able to come all the way back. And this week in L.A. against the Rams team that's been struggling for the most part this season, is it kind of an early season kind of significant game? I mean, you can always bounce back. We've seen the Packers do it, but
boy, I said last week was.
I know you did, but I think this week against a Rams team that has been struggling, you don't want to lose this game, do you? You don't want to lose it, but this one seems like you got to go out there and play well.
Right now, I think in the NFL, until about week 8, 9, 10, anybody can beat him. I mean, Tennessee went down and beat Miami, and you could say it was a backup quarterback. I understand that, but
it was a backup quarterback.
Did Green Bay beat them with a backup quarterback in Tennessee?
That's true.
Okay, my point being is that anybody can beat anybody, and injuries come up and this and that, and you got to be able to weather the storm, which the Packers did. I mean, they got a lot of guys out way it looks this week. And that's going to be – so you're talking about the Rams being banged up.
Yeah.
Green Bay is going to be banged up. And how are they going to come back to it? I just felt I didn't see the urgency in that first half that you would want to see at a game like that. I just didn't think I saw the urgency from them. I know that's just my opinion.
No, I think that – I agree with it. You're right. They came out – boy, just logy. I mean, it was logy. And then you dig such a big hole. Do you think they do come out with a little urgency? I think they will. I think they're. I like them this week. I think they're going to play well. I'm Mr. Optimism here now.
Wisconsin W.
Packers W. And
we'll get back on to the...
And we'll talk about the Bucks coming up soon.
Very soon.
Very soon. All right, thanks a lot. Good luck today.
Thanks, Chad. You have a great weekend.
9:49, we'll have our daily history lesson, and Ian with the number for the day quiz. It's all on the line today. Either fail or pass.
That's right.
We're going to find out coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO. It is Friday, October the 4th of 2024. It is day number 278 of this year, down to 88 days remaining in this year. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1895, the first U.S. Open Men's Golf Championship, run by the United States Golf Association, was played on a 9-hole course in Newport, Rhode Island.
Hmm.
On this date, in 1927, Gutzon Borglum began sculpting Mount Rushmore. On this date, in 1950, we talked the other day about the premiere of Peanuts.
Mm,
well, it was on this date in 1950 that Snoopy first appeared in a Peanuts comic strip.
Aww.
I think in honor of Snoopy's first appearance in Peanuts, 33 years after that, in 1983, the first Hooters restaurant was opened in Clearwater, Florida. No, I don't think there was any connection between the two.
No, I don't think so either.
On this date in 2007, a British charity sold a complete set of Harry Potter books, autographed by their author, J.K. Rowling, on eBay for nearly $40,000.
Nice.
On this date in 2012, 7-time Formula One World Drivers Champion Michael Schumacher announced his retirement from racing at the end of the season. On this date in 2018, New England's Tom Brady became only the third NFL quarterback to record 500 career touchdown passes during a win over the Indianapolis Colts. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthday today. Susan Sarandon is 78 years old today. Actor Christoph Waltz of Inglourious Basterds and James Bond movies is 68. Bill Fagerbakke of SpongeBob SquarePants and also Coach is 67 years old today. Jerry Minor, actor in Community and also Dr. Ken, is 55. Liev Schreiber from Ray Donovan, The Manchurian Candidate, Salt, and many, many other movies, is 57. Alicia Silverstone from Clueless and The Babysitter's Club hard to believe she's 48. She was just a teenager. Seems like yesterday, so when she was doing Clueless. Rachel Lee Cook of She's All That and A Midsummer Night's Dream is 45. Melissa Benoist, she was Supergirl on TV, also was in Glee, is 36. And Dakota Johnson, 50 Shades of Grey, the Peanut Butter Falcon, is 35 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events today. It is Cinnamon Roll Day. It is World Animal Day. It is World Smile Day.
Nice.
It is Denim Day. It is Cinnamon Bun Day. It is Toot Your Flute Day. It is Diversity Day. It is Vodka Day. We'll wait till later to celebrate Vodka Day. It is 10-4 Day. Because it's October the 4th, you know.
10-4, our good buddy.
Yep. Yeah. Manufacturing Day and Body Language Day.
So what's the difference between a cinnamon roll and a cinnamon bun?
I don't know. Don't ask me questions I don't know the answer to.
Well, it's just a question. Anybody out there knows, just give me a call.
There you go. All right. It is time.
Yes. Moment of truth.
The pressure is on.
Yes.
You started the week off with a correct answer. And then Tuesday, wrong.
Yeah.
Wednesday, wrong. Mm-hmm. Thursday, wrong. Yeah. You're 1 of 4. And again, you have to have at least 33% in order to have a passing grade for the
week. Absolutely.
Otherwise, you fail. You fail. Big F.
Mm-hmm. Don't want that.
We don't want that. Do you remember what our topic is for today?
It was a clairvoyance, or seeing into the future.
Yep,
right?
And you said that you saw into the future that you were going to get it right.
Yes.
So let's see if you truly can see into the future. All right. Our number for the day, the percentage of Americans who believe in clairvoyance.
Okay.
Is the correct answer 16%? Is the correct answer 26%? Is the correct answer 36%?
Percent of people who believe in clairvoyance.
Yep. How many people think they can see into the future?
16, 26, or 36% of people?
Well, I think plenty of gamblers think they do because they think they know who's going to win. But I don't know.
Okay, I'll go with my gut here.
All right.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say...
Come on, let's get the right one.
26% of people, I believe, in psychics.
That was the longest pause I think you've ever had when it comes to...
I'm trying to say too long of a pause.
You were thinking...
The pressure is really on.
Did the thinking help you or did the thinking not help you? Well,
I hope the percentage
of Americans who believe in clairvoyance, the ability to see the future, is... 26%.
Yes.
You got it right.
Oh,
you passed for the week.
I do a little bit of clairvoyance then.
Well, yeah. You held the audience the entire week. That's what we want here.
Oh,
so I'm sure everybody's tuned in to see whether or not you got it right. So,
boy, that was a close one.
2 out of 5, 40%, which is a passing grade. So,
what do you think, Coach? Was I going to get that right?
Do you think he was going to get it right? Did you see into the future?
I have confidence in you 100%.
Thank you.
You are always the man. Fridays have been lucky for you lately.
I know. He's had a couple times where he's had to get it right, and he's been able to pull it out. So,
good way to start the weekend.
Enjoy your trip to Madison and seeing Steve Martin and Marty Short on Sunday night. I'm looking forward to getting a report on that.
I will, Chad. Hope to see you on Tuesday. Have a good weekend, everybody. Enjoy the beautiful weather.
And don't forget, Newman at Port Edwards at 3:35. West versus Marshfield at 6:35. Tonight, live here on 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And Marathon hosting Stratford, 6:40, live on the Sports 2 stream, and also BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app. Have yourselves a great weekend. Matt and Air on Air coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.